Okay, so there's a big crowd on the streets here. People are chanting, the flags are flying, and people also look like they're bedding down for the night. You've got your tent here. I can see surrounding me under the lamplights, people laying out rugs and so on. But what are the basic demands that people have here?
We want to be able to regain rule for the people. We don't want military rule above the people. So our very clear demand is what we want: a prime minister that represents the revolution. We want an entire cabinet that represents the revolution, that has all authority to do all the reforms and changes and demands of the revolution. So we're sitting here to occupy this area until we're able to install our prime minister. A specific couple of names, a prime minister and a number of vice ministers, and they represent very, very different lines of thought from the entire revolution, and the idea is that we want to represent the entire people. And we're sitting here to block the prime minister appointed by the military and to put our prime minister in his place.
All right, and who's your candidate? Are you with a particular political grouping or political party?
I'm an independent, and most people around here are independents. There are some people who belong to political parties, but most political parties in Egypt are opportunists. They don't care about the revolution. They don't care about continuing the revolution. They're the reason we got here in the first place. Most of the people here are independent, and we don't really support a specific person. I might have biases, but the idea is we want the people to rule. We don't want any authority above the people. Not money, not the military, not the U.S., not anyone.
Now, in about 3 days' time, there's supposed to be elections. What do you think of that? Do you think that's going to take things forward?
I think these elections are complete and utter bullshit. I think these elections are designed to keep the military in rule. I think they're designed to bring back the political game that was existing before the revolution, where it was about money. The elections are about money, about using religion, about, you know, big families. They have nothing to do with democracy, nothing to do with representation, nothing to do with demands. And the reason they're held now is to break our revolution. And we're very lucky that we managed to bring back some momentum in this particular point of time. We need to block these elections. Even if they happen, they represent nothing to me. We do not believe in any elections under the rule of the military. And all the opportunists, political parties, the Muslim Brotherhood, all those people who've chosen to be on the side of elections, you know, this was a decisive moment for everyone to show where they really stand. And people chose, and the people around here chose revolution.
And why are you here?
To bring back the demands of the revolution.
And what do you consider the main demands of the revolution?
يعني المطالب الرئيسية اللي احنا نتخلص من النظام القديم كله الفاسد وتاني حاجة ان نطهر البلد ديت ونبتدي اللي احنا نبنيها بشكل يعني مثلا دلوقتي عايزين حكومة انقاذ وطني عشان نقدر مصر تطلع تاني لنا مصر دلوقتي نحس ان هي بتقع بسبب مشير واحد زي مشير والناس اللي هم
ترجم
ماشي انت فهمت
First of all, here to get rid of the entire corrupt old regime. We don't want any remnants of the old regime to stay. And is here to build Egypt. We feel that Egypt is dying, is getting into a very, very bad situation, and it deserves much, much better. And that's because of the military rule we're under, and because of the old regime. So we're here to restore Egypt to where it should belong.
Do you think there's been any progress made in the last 10 months since the revolution in January?
حاسس ان في اي تقدم حصل من وقت تطور حصل من وقت الثوره من يناير
من 10 شهور هم ثلاث ميزات بس
لا هو تغيير الساعات
ثلاث ميزات تغيير الوقت
تغيير
الوقت السيفي
تغيير the daylight saving time
تغيير الترددات بتاعه القنوات
change the frequencies for the radio
ما فيش اي حاجه بقى ثاني كده
there's a third thing ممكن اضيف حاجه they brought new tear gas عملوا غاز مطور جديد more deadly and lethal tear gas.
So why has it taken 10 months for people to really come out in numbers on the streets again here in the central Cairo?
ليه خدنا 10 شهور عشان نرجع للشارع تاني
النظام لسه قائم النظام ما اتغيرش
بس ليه خدنا 10 شهور عشان نرجع ننزل تاني
الشعب كثوره ماشي ما كان في مليونيات الكاب بتطلع وكان بتوجهد كان بيطلعوا في التوك شو كان بيجدهم ناس لحد الان متصورين في التلفزيون اللي الناس هنا بلطجيه الناس ديت مالهاش حقوق مشروعه بسبب المجلس العسكري لان هو المجلس العسكري هو نفس السياسه ونفس النظام بتاع حسني مبارك
For 10 months the military council the SCAF has been playing the role of the counter revolution there were countless million man marches and you know there was a very strong propaganda against the protesters and
قول
there were very strong protests, and there was very strong propaganda by the military council against the protesters. They said all sorts of things about us, from us all being, you know, Iranians or Israelis, to us being all from outer space, to us being all given money and thugs and all that.
قل له السبب الرئيسي ان هي الموثيقه بتاعه السلمي كان تظاهر سلمي جدا لولا ان هم دخلوا وحصل الهجوم بتاع الداخليه ده على مظاهره سلميه ده اللي عمل ده كله ان الشعب اصلا سلمي.
What restored our movement back to these large numbers and made us reach the point of no return was that they beat a peaceful protest and killed large numbers of people. And even though we're a very peaceful people, these things really hurt us. And they make us really want to move. And we cannot deal with a government that kills us as civilians.
Tell me, I know that a lot of people have died over the last week. And there's been tear gas used and people have been hit by tear gas canisters and so on. A lot of people are very angry right now, and I can see that some people are prepared for tear gas again. The man on my right here has a tear gas mask around his neck. Are you expecting there to be further confrontation? Do you fear that there will be further confrontation?
You were asking if we expect more confrontations. Let me give you one example he was telling, and I saw that myself. So during the confrontations in Mohammed Mahmoud, one of the buildings caught on fire. So the firefighters came to stop it, and we stopped firing so we could give them a moment so they can stop it. We saw with our eyes the police firing, shooting at the firefighters. We were carrying the officers from the firefighters on our hands to take them out while the police is firing on them. So if you know, if they're willing to kill firefighters, then we are very sure that if they have the chance to confront with us again, they will. But we know that we will resist. And resistance, peaceful protesting isn't standing to die. Peaceful protesting is fighting back as well. That's part of peaceful protesting.
بالنسبة للمصر في النهاردة ثلاث مخاطر ممكن يحصلوا. واحد من الشرطة، تمام؟ اتنين من الجيش لو لقى العملية قفلت معاه. ثلاثة ده بإيدي مش بالمصر، لو حد من العباسية فكر ان هو يخش.
There are three things that can happen and can cause confrontations. Either the police can come, or the army, and we hope the army, our army, will be more wise than to do this. Or some of the protesters that are supporting the military dictatorship would think that they, you know, they want to get into trouble. And I just want to say something about the other protest. There was a protest today, and it was not a small protest, supporting the military council, and we know about it. The most important thing to remember is that the only reason anyone in Egypt can go to the street and say anything they want is because of this revolution. And it's very ironic and very strange that people would go down to the public space, demand that their freedom be taken away from them. It's very, very strange.
Well, thank you very much for talking to me. May I just ask you one more question? When all this has been and gone, what is your dream for the future of Egypt?
Freedom. Freedom.
For every one of us. Not freedom as a big philosophical concept, but for every normal people, for us to have freedom and have justice.
نش يطلع في مجتمع في تعليم كويس مش جاهل.
We want our young people to grow up in a society where there's good education,
there's good behavior.
We're growing a tree that we may not eat from, but we hope that the next generations will.